Welcome back to the Oil of Midas, and specifically, the Oil of Kavod. We are now embarking on a very important journey to ensure that we have the proper and healthy self-esteem that guides us in a very beautiful and dignified way. We discussed last time from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, what a person is supposed to say, Bishvili Nivra Alam, the world was created for me. It's supposed to give us a sense of purpose, a sense of mission, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed each and every one of us with a special tafkid that is only for us. And that should give us such an incredible amount of pride and joy and excitement and energy and vitality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invested in me. And that's where our value and worth should come from. And we're going to continue on that theme tonight. The Chazal diktu b'lashonim lomar chayiv. Chazal is very specific in their language when they say chayiv, a man is obligated. Adam lomar b'shvili nivra olam. Shezeh mechayiv nora avarenu. This is a very great and awesome thing on our behalf that we have to say, think, believe, and internalize. Kol achad chayiv lashlim olamo. Every person has to complete his world, build up his world. V'im lav chas v'shalom, and if he doesn't chas v'shalom, hare nevar olamo la'ol me'olamim. His world is lost for eternity. Wow, the potential is so high. If we don't complete our world, our mission, it's lost forever. It's our chisaron. V'lachin, achorei shalanu atzuma, our responsibility is great, is enormous, what we're in this world to accomplish, our own mission, and to build up ourselves and those around us, is enormous responsibility. U'mizeh gam yish lakir chashivutenu. And we should also recognize our importance. Sharei l'mashal, let's look at an example. Nasi Artot Habrit, the President of the United States of America, the great red, white, and blue, Nechsha Mechoshve Olam, is considered one of the most important people in the world. V'kol kach lama, why is this so? B'bnei shemasav polim ba'olam, because his actions matter. The President of the U.S., when he makes a move, they make a rumble, they make a ripple effect. V'afil maisa katun shalo osa roshem ben latov ben lara. Even a small act, a small action on the behalf of the President, makes an incredible impact, an impression, good or bad. V'cheinanu, we as well. Kol chad mitanu nasihu, we have to see ourselves as the President. Lo rak ha-medina achas, not just on one country, ela olam mole, on the entire world, a full and complete world. V'chol ma'aseh shelanu oseh roshem gadol ben l'tov ben l'ra, we have to remember, our actions make a great impact, make a great roshem, whether for the good, whether for the bad. Our actions have cosmic effect, have astronomical impact, whether good, whether bad. Can never forget that. Kol mitzvah bona olamos. Every mitzvah builds worlds. V'alidei mitzvos nivrayim malachim toivim. And through our great mitzvos we create tremendous malachim. U'lehefech chas v'sholom. The opposite is true as well. U'kashem shanasi. Now I'm moving on to Daf Samech. I started tonight, sorry, on Nun Tet. Now I'm on Samech. U'kashem shanasi. Just like the President, he's not able to forget his place in the world. Every single moment he recognizes his importance, his significance. The President realizes that everything he does is highly scrutinized, highly analyzed, put in the annals of history. Everything's being written down. Everything matters. It's the same thing with us. We're the presidents of our own worlds. V'alana lishkoach. We cannot forget. Afilu l'rega chashivutenu v'chashivutz ma'aseinu. We can never forget, even for a moment, our importance, how chashiv we are, and the importance of our actions. We can't lose sight of that. Lose sight of the prize. Lose sight of the gold. It's all about mindset. It's all about perspective. We can never, chas v'shalom, forget that. The tremendous impact that we have in this world. U'misha tamid zocher chashivus ma'isav. And somebody who constantly remembers the importance of his actions, lo yipol liyad yeish. He won't fall to a state of despair, hanovea mehergesh, shemasav lo malim v'lo moridim. He won't fall to a state of despair from the feeling that his actions don't do anything. Sharei tamidu makir shapol dvarim gedolim. Because he always is cognizant, he's mindful, that his actions have great impact. It's really chever about a mindset. It's about a mindset. We have to always remember our actions matter, we matter. And we have such an impact on this world, tremendous, tremendous impact. It's huge! It's huge! Can't forget that. We can't forget that. Once we feel that we don't matter, then nothing matters! And then we leave a very, unfortunately, sad and depressing lifestyle. What matters? Do what I want. What's the big deal? It's not the way of a Yid, that's not the way of a Ben Torah. We recognize that our actions are tremendous. They are incredibly important. It's very interesting. Somebody, if you take note, you'll realize that most of Bachurim that unfortunately leave the way of Torah, hayu chasar lem kavod atzmi. Wow. They're lacking that feeling of confidence. They're lacking that self-worth. This is very deep. The people that leave the path of the Torah, it's majority of the time, says Rav Kustenbaum, the author, it's because they don't have that respect, that feeling of worth, of importance. Misha margish chashivuso mitaheg ba'ofen mechuban. Somebody who senses and really feels and internalizes his importance, he acts in a very honorable and dignified way. Veinu rotze lipol bereshes atuma. And he's not want to fall into the trap of tuma. Shemashpilim kavod adam, that bring down the honor of a person. He's above that. It's not for him. No, it's pasnish. It's not for him. He's not going to get involved in tuma and treifus and narishkeit. It's beneath him. That's not what I do. That's not what I do. When I understand I'm a ben Torah, I'm a ben Melech, I have a mission, I have a tafkid, how could I get involved in that behavior? How could I go and look at certain things? How could I hang out with that crew? How could I get involved with things? It's beneath me. That's not me. I'm a Ben Melech. I have so much importance. Again, not in a way of arrogance, just recognizing our incredible mission in this world. Moshe Yadua, Le Ben Melech Shein Rotze Lezachik Petit, Kamo Shar Yeladim. The mashal is to the son of a king who doesn't want to play in the mud like the rest of the children. Even though he knows it could be fun, enjoyable, it's not kedai, it's not fitting for him to lower, so to speak, his importance. When a person really feels his importance, when he's the son of the King of Kings, he doesn't want to act like an ordinary person. When we realize we're sons of Hashem, Banim Atem L'Shem Elokeichem, as we've said so many times, when we realize that Hashem is the King and we are His children, we don't act a certain way. We hold ourselves to a certain standard. That action, that tumah, that's not me. I'm way above that. I'm way, way, way above that. I'm not going to defile myself. I'm not going to lower myself. I'm going to hold myself to a high standard. And I'm going to be excited about it. And I'm going to be passionate about it. But somebody, unfortunately, who's lacking in self-worth, self-honor, for instance, he doesn't feel his importance. Wow. Underline that 50 times. It's difficult for him to find the strength and the will to be miskaber over the taivas of this world. When I don't feel I'm so important, it's so hard to find that wherewithal, the fortitude, the ability to beat the taivas of this world. We could just give in. What am I? I'm nothing. What does it matter? What does it mean? Who cares? We've all been there, unfortunately. But that's just the trappings of the Yetzirah, to be trapped in his net. It's not MS. It's not MS. It's not the way we should think. We should think, no, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not going to live a life of Tuma. I'm way too important for that. I'm way too chasha for that. Kivi Davis knows. Oh, Kivi Davis knows. V'lachein, therefore, Chov V'Gedoyla Leinul Hashrish V'libeinu. It's a great obligation to root in our hearts. U'Belev Kol Beis Yisrael, and in the hearts of every Yid. Godel HaChashiva Shekol Yehudi, the great importance of every Jew. What a powerful, powerful idea, Chevra. when you realize your self-worth in a healthy way, not because of what other people say, but you realize where we come from, where we're going, what we're all about, I can't get involved in the vanities, the hevel avolim of this world, and the narishkeit. I'm going to get involved? It's beneath me. Come on, kidding me? It's beneath me. I'm a ben melech. I hold myself to the highest standard. And I love it every minute of it. Because Ashreini Matov Chalkeini, that I could live a beautiful, holy, and Kedusha Dika life. Yeshakoch Gadol.